Let's discover the truth of God's word together with Reverend Jide Samuel. You can also join the live service on your social media platform every Sunday by 2 p.m. and Wednesday 6 p.m. Facebook, Shining Light Ministries International. YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International. On Twitter, at Shining Light M. Website, www.shininglightministries.org. Shining with double letter N. Or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448.
Second Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, which says, none of us, any one of us, and every one of us, adult humans, can do absolutely nothing against the truth. But everything we have done, everything we are doing right now, anything we will do in our existence will always be for the truth. What is the truth? Truth is that law, that principle, that element, that formula, that lifestyle, that decision that is being created to make any and every area of existence to function, to prosper, to succeed, to work the way it is designed to work. That is the truth. And why is the truth so powerful? Because the truth is the same most powerful working entity in existence. Nothing that brings result works more than the truth. But the challenge we all have as adult humans, God's version over the earth, because the way God Almighty, our Creator, is supreme, is sovereign, is almighty over the realm of the unseen. That is how every one of us adult humans is also supreme over our space, over our sphere of influence in the natural realm. But the challenge we have is a force, is an entity that we all have, that we all share with God, that is designed to walk the truth, to walk with the truth, to drive the truth. And that is you and I's faith as adult humans. Faith not like a mere religious belief, but that anything and everything we all do freely and willingly from our heart. That's what faith is. No matter how small your faith is, those people, and no matter how big and powerful the truth in that area of your life is, that is the working principle in existence. What has worked for any of us in this life? What will work for any of us in this life? What is working for every one of us in this life is our faith, that free will, heartfelt and willing actions based on whatever the truth is in that situation. If we ever fail, if we ever crash, it's when we turn our back on the relevant truth. It's when we are ignorant of the appropriate truth. It's when we are confused, weak, careless, damaged relative to the appropriate truth. Life is just like the maker of life, God Almighty. That's why the scripture is absolutely right when God says that nothing that has come to any of us adult humans is so powerful that we cannot overcome. The reason why we didn't overcome that situation overcame us, is non-faith in the relevant truth. That you and I, we have faith in the appropriate truth. There is no way you'll be defeated. There is no way that decision, that relationship, that step will end in pain, in sorrow, in disaster. That's one of the limitations of religion. Instead of promoting the truth, instead of making our faith to be ginger towards the truth, religion fuels our faith in sentiment, in tradition, in illusion, in lies, in witchcraft, instead on truth that comes from a verified fact investigated by your sound mind. Listen to me, people of God. What makes you and I spiritual or carnal, successful or a failure, is our mindset. The way before you take a drink, even though it's a drink you're taking, but you need a cup, you need a container to hold the drink while you are taking it. That is how victory in life is. That drink that is going to give you solution, answers to your problem, is the truth, the appropriate truth, the corresponding truth, the relevant truth concerning your situation. But that cup, that container, that tumbler is your faith, which is your free will, heartfelt, willing embrace of that relevant truth. But you see, you holding that tumbler is when you process the truth with your sound mind. Many of us, we just want to jump into a situation without examining it first. That is dangerous. Because the most powerful part of all of us are not humans. Because we are exactly like God our maker, is our emotions. Anytime our emotions is into something, it becomes very difficult to change. That is why the great man, Fela Kuti, of blessed memory, in his days on earth, sang that powerful song, that created that powerful phrase, suffering and smiling. Yes, you could be suffering, you could be ending for destruction, you could be in this disaster today, but you'll be smiling. That's how powerful emotions are. That's why you have women today whom God created with a greater grace than women. They'll be suffering, but they'll be smiling, happy with it, in the name of marriage, which God created for us men to make us the best, because their emotions is being locked into that lie that they need marriage, which is a lie, because it's women that needs marriage. The same thing happens in religion. That's how you see you God's flock. Religion tells you a lie that you need a mediator, you need an intermediary before you can hear God for yourself, before you can communicate to your maker. Listen to me, once you are adult human being, you are already God Almighty in human form. Our job as your pastor is not as your God, it's not as your intermediary, it's as your teacher, it's as your guide, it's as your example, that the way we are sold out to telling you the truth about yourself, you see that example, you take this truth and you begin to live your life in conformity to the truth. That's our place. But you see, because God's people have allowed emotions to enter, which is the most powerful of all of us, no matter how irrational, no matter how crazy, no matter how irresponsible what they are doing, they will keep on doing it joyfully.
Let's discover the truth of God's word together with Reverend Jide Samuel. You can also join the live service on your social media platform every Sunday by 2 p.m. and Wednesday 6 p.m. Facebook, Shining Light Ministries International. YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International. On Twitter, at Shining Light M. Website, www.shininglightministries.org. Shining with double letter N. Or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448.
You see the same thing in government, in nations all over the world. The citizens who are more powerful than their leaders feel helpless. You see, an adult human being believe they are born to be slave to another human being, because the other human being comes from a royal family. The other human being is supposed to be a pastor or a religious figure. The other human being is supposed to be a man. That is why you are struggling. That is why you are smiling but suffering. Because what you have embraced, what you are embracing, what you keep upon embracing is a lie. But if you begin to embrace the truth today, freely and willingly, not because I said so, not because it's the right thing to do, but because it's something you want to do, which is what faith is. Because whatever it is you want to do, no matter the pain, no matter the persecution, you will persevere. That's why you have people, when they hear me with this truth, they say this truth is too hard. But you see people tell them truth, lies that are harder, they will feelingly embrace, because that's what their faith is. That is what their emotions is locked onto. You see women, that phylogenies, ideal men who believe in the grace of a woman, talk to, cut them as their influence in life. They will trash such men. They will humiliate such men. But yet, men they don't deserve. They'll be worshipping those ones. Which is the reason why. You see what the scripture says in Hosea chapter 4, verse 11, all of us, we are heading for destruction because of lack of knowledge, because of turning our back on knowledge, because of being ignorant and innocent, being damaged, being confused, being careless, being weak towards the truth. That's why when Christ came, he says, seek the truth, grab the truth, prove everything, make sure the truth comes out, and freely and willingly embrace this truth. Freedom will come, breakthrough will come, solution will come, upliftment will come. You see, a lot of people, because of mindset, because of emotions, they have locked on into wrong job. How many of the billionaires of this world did you know worked in a parastatal, worked in a bank, worked in another company? The way they left their footprint on earth, you too can be that success. You too, you have it in you, but you got to look inward. You got to find out what's the truth concerning. That's why it's so ridiculous. You call yourself an adult. It's another adult in the name of religious figure, in the name of parent, in the name of family, in the name of friend, that is telling you what to do with your life. Once you are an adult, you have it in in you to freely and willingly practically answer this question. Does this thing make sense? Somebody will tell you, you can't marry this particular person because the person is not of your religion, it's not of your tribe, it's not of your profession. It's not that person that is mean telling you that. It's you that believe it that happens to be foolish. That's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 20, say, on no account should you be a slave to another human being. You see people that are there for you, you don't release your faith into them. Rather, you put your faith in people that no matter how you help them, you're a blessing to them, they will still be ungrateful. Move on, God's people. You are here for a purpose. And that purpose means treat everybody with respect as an individual, but never to hero worship or trample on anybody. That's how we are supposed to live. And any of us that live like this, you will live this life as a personality, which is how each and every one of us is created to be. Even though it is said in life, all of us keep on saying it, that the sky is big enough to accommodate all birds without running into each other. We that statement is meant for, we hardly live by it. We are so taken over with either worshiping or serving or being a slave to another human being or controlling another human being. These things are wrong. In the scriptural example that many of us are familiar with that Christ said about Lazarus and the rich man, let me tell you this, people of God, even though Lazarus went to paradise, but it was his choice to live poor. He wasn't crippled. He could have walked away, especially when the rich man set his dogs to go and lick his wound. He could have walked away. If Lazarus had walked away, his life would have been more blessed than the rich man. But he's staying there mid all of his life to be under the control of the rich man. That's what is happening to many of you sisters. That's what is happening to you, many of God's flock. That is what is happening to you, many adults out there. Because you choose to stay in that inappropriate marriage. You choose to stay under those tyrants as pastors, as your bosses, as your leaders. That's what is holding you down. The way it wasn't Lazarus that made the rich man to be a nasty person, to be a beast, and he suffered for it. The same way, it's not you being nice that will make whoever wants to be a beast to be beast. They will still be a beast. Put yourself together, people of God. Begin to realize that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. There's nothing that has come your way that you can't overcome. All you need to do, freely and willingly, embrace the truth. So whenever any situation comes across you, find out what is the truth about that situation. Prove all things that's come to you and hold fast, freely and willingly, to what is the truth. And you will see transformation will be your lot in life. Stay blessed and stay rapturable.
I hope you've been blessed by the message. You can follow Reverend Jide Samuel on Facebook at Shining Light Ministries International, YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International, Twitter at Shining Light M, website www.shininglightministries.org, Shining with double letter N. Or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448. You can send your questions, comments, and inquiries to our phone numbers or any of our social media platforms. Keep a date with God and destiny. Join us, same time, same platform, next week for another season of Discovering the Truth of God's Word.